And we think it's safe to say the coronavirus has everyone thinking of their own mortality. We've talked here about things you might want to add, like do you have a healthcare proxy? And how about a will? Yes, doctors and nurses have been drawing up wills, very sad. And financial advisory firms are seeing a huge spike in demand. So let's talk about all of this with Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. And Jill, we know only about a third of Americans have a will. People don't want to think about it. Make the case why they should.
Well, do you want your state of residence to make decisions for you? That's what it means to die without a will or to die intestate. And I think this is really critical under normal circumstances, but obviously amid a health pandemic and a financial pandemic at that, you don't know what's next. And of course, that's true every day of your life, but now the odds are really increasing that something could happen to you. And just to have something down on paper, what is going to happen with my minor children? Who is going to take care of them? Where will my assets go? Even if I don't have a lot of assets, usually have something, you want to put your wishes in writing.
Look, you're preaching to the choir. It's either going to be the state deciding for your loved ones or your loved ones maybe squabbling over something. So walk us through what other kinds of things might be in a will.
Well, you know, a will can often create the guardianship issues. And then there are two separate documents. One is called a durable power of attorney. Now, what does that do? It allows you to appoint someone to act as your financial agent in a variety of circumstances. So just imagine this. God forbid you got sick. You're in the hospital, and now someone, your spouse or maybe a child, has to actually pay some bills for you or wants to move some money in your retirement account. Things like that can actually be really easily handled by a durable power of attorney. The other document is called a healthcare proxy. Now, this allows you to appoint someone to make healthcare decisions on your behalf if you lose the ability to do so. And I would note that these can be incredibly detailed. You can have things in that document that say, I do not want to be resuscitated, a do not resuscitate order, a DNR. You may even say, I do not want to be intubated. I don't want to be put on a ventilator. And you can also say, yes, I do want those things. Mm-hmm. Again, these are actions that you are willing to put down on paper so you can make the job of managing your life easier for your loved ones.
Okay, lightning round here. Do you need to hire an attorney or can you use a software program? And if a will has to be signed by two witnesses, both at the same time present, how do you do that with social distancing?
Okay, first things first. Yes, it's preferable to have an attorney do it, but if the difference is I'm not going to do it or I'm going to use an online piece of software, then use the software. And yes, you should try to get two witnesses signing it. Now, this is very easily done, even with social distancing. There can be two people in a hospital room that do this. I have seen documents signed when people are at, you know, very end of life. They sign it. A nurse and maybe a doctor are the ones who are witnessing. And it works. What's most important, of course, once you do it, communicate with your family. Make your wishes known. Do not leave it for them to try to figure out what you would have wanted.
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Jill, as always, thank you.
Thank you and stay healthy.